The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Should we do that now, Lynn?
I'm just dying for it, yes.
Lindsay bought this Slim Jim stick. It's one of the big, long ones. And it's called Hot AF.
I want to know
if she likes it being spicy. Yeah.
Well, I want to know if I was having an off day or if y'all think it's really spicy. I thought it was very hot, well, like almost too hot.
The ones that are just labeled spicy that you normally eat, they're pretty hot.
You know? Okay, I can't wait for you to try this then.
So this must be going to be really hot.
But, well, I've had. Yeah, I want
pass it.
Oh.
But I don't want the whole that big of a piece.
I'll finish up.
Yeah. And I'll even take, listen, I like to torture myself because they're that good. Just give it a minute. You got to give it a minute.
Oh, it's got a scorpion sting on it. I can already tell.
Thank you.
Oh, it's good.
Is it?
A scorpion sting is when it gets the tip of the tongue.
And the,
ooh, it's hot.
Thank you. Okay. So no, it's hot. Just having an off day. Because I'm like, woo! I didn't have water by, and I was like, oh no.
Yeah, it's hot.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Good job. I'm like, I'm getting soft on myself.
Yeah, you're not getting soft.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hot.
Okay, good.
And I like hot.
Good. Because I normally, the spicy ones are kind of my jam. Like, I like how spicy, but those are hot AF is just too hot.
Yeah, those are crazy.
Yeah, truth in advertising.
Yeah.
They're real good.
They are hot AF.
Too hot to enjoy.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry.
No.
We got eyes watering in here.
No, I'm just saying, the flavor is good and all that, but I don't think I could eat that entire thing.
No. What a psychopath could. Oh, right, Riggins.
Unless my tongue became numb after a few bites, and then I could do it.
Oh, yeah.
And you know I like spices.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not kidding. I felt like I had burnt my tongue on something hot. That's how.
Yeah, it's real hot. And now every hot sauce you get at the grocery store, it's always like extra hot, ghost pepper, this, mm-hmm. XXX. You're like, oh my gosh, this has gotten out of control.
Yeah.
And what's enjoyable at that point?
I mean, it does get like your, I mean, it kind of makes your heart race a little bit, gets you, and your endorphins going. I guess that's why people do it.
Gets mm-hmm. you to poop.
It might also get you to poop.
There are some places, well, a lot of places in South Louisiana. And, you know, the convenience stores sell, you know, homemade food and stuff like that. And they'll sell extra spicy cracklins, which cracklins, when you get them in the store in a bag, are real crunchy, like rocks. Cracklins in South Louisiana are not done that way. It's the fat that's deep fried, but it's got a little crunch and then a little bit of a chewiness to it. And they make some of that stuff with cayenne pepper and all of it that you just can't get through an entire bag of them, or I couldn't. You gotta have a really big tolerance.
Yeah.
What's the difference in a cracklin and a pork rind?
A pork rind, I think, is thinner and airier.
Okay.
And a cracklin is a little more dense.
Same type or same?
Yeah, it's both hog fat. Yeah.
Deep fried hog fat. When you say it, but they're mm-hmm. delicious.
That's my rap name, hog fat.
And I love pork rinds at a nicer restaurant. Mm-hmm. You ever seen those on the on the appetizer menu?
Mm-hmm.
But damn, that Slim Jim is hot.
Mm. It is hot.
Mm. Mm.
Does your husband like hot food?
Yeah. Yeah, he wouldn't like that. And he thought the spicy Slim Jims, which I eat, he thinks they're too hot.
Yeah.
He doesn't like, he likes a regular Slim Jim.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he doesn't like spice as much as me, but he can get down with some spice.
Okay.
Yeah. Especially for a Chicago fella.
Right.
A Midwesterner.
Yeah. His dad thinks everything's hot. Like he won't eat pepperoni. He thinks a pepperoni's too spicy.
Pepperoni?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, Michael, yeah.
Some of them are the ones that are the little cups, the little cup pepperonis, aren't they spicier than others?
I don't know.
I think they are. But yeah, there's a restaurant in town here that used to do their pizzas in that type of pepperoni, and it was spicy.
Mm.
And Michael, my handsome husband, Michael, doesn't like spicy food at all. But he can eat normal pepperoni. He just couldn't eat that.
Yeah.
But I did a shrimp boil at their house one night, and he was having to wear a sweatband on his head.
That's crazy.
It was burning him up.
He runs hot. I mean, so his metabolism is firing.
Because he's always hot.
I'm trying to get that.
I know. Stacker X. Yellow jackets, whatever they call them.
I used to buy yellow jackets.
I used to take those Stacker 2s all the time. Loved them.
Ate them like candy.
Yeah.
It couldn't be good for your heart, but here we are.
I wonder what peppers they're using in that hot AF.
I don't know. Because it's not jalapeno.
I'm tasting a cayenne in there, I think.
Habanero. Yeah. Habanero pepper powder. So it's like pulverized habanero peppers. I think that's it, though.
So, yeah, it's just habanero, not anything else.
No cayenne.
What's the ghost pepper? I've never had a ghost pepper in my life. Is that the hottest?
Yeah, I think so.
It's up there.
Is that bigger than the, what is the Carolina Reaper?
Carolina Reaper, I think, is like Pepper X, Carolina Reaper, I think, are the hottest peppers.
Yeah. Mm. And
but ghost peppers
isn't
up
that,
there.
Isn't that guy in South Carolina that crossbreeds the peppers and all that to come up with the hottest ones that came up with the Carolina Reaper?
He came up with the Carolina Reaper and the Pepper X and all those things.
You should do a field trip down there, interview him, and try some of his latest attempts at hot peppers.
I'll be like, throwing up. Where is that, you said?
In South Carolina.
It's in Fort Mill.
Is it Fort Mill?
Mm-hmm. Well, then I gladly will take a trip. It's not far from my house.
They eat those hot peppers and they go, oh, you can taste the fruity notes. I'm like, yeah, you're pouring sweat and you're talking about the fruitiness. I would not be able to tell. I'm like, it's just hot.
And all the peppers are going to taste the same to me. You know, it's hot. That's it.
What about wings? Can you eat really hot wings?
Hot wings, yes. Really hot. I just don't see the point in going like that hot. The Slim Jim hot, I don't see that point.
Because when you're eating something like that that's really hot, then it gets on your hands and the outside of your mouth more so than that one.
Yes, I can tell you.
I want to enjoy my food, too. I don't want to just be miserable, like sweat and, you know.
Mm-hmm. I burned my wiener doing that, eating hot wings at Disney World.
Oh, yeah, we were at Disney World.
I was eating hot wings, and I went to the bathroom, and, you know, I'd wipe my hands off, but I didn't wash my hands before I went to the bathroom because I didn't think about it. Bless you, TJ. And then, as soon as I sat back down at the table, I went, what is going on? All of a sudden, my penis was on fire.
Oh, my God. That is no joke.
Yeah, it was pretty scary at first.
I will be honest. I'm glad you said, because my mind went somewhere different when you said.
Oh, the butthole?
No.
Oh.
I didn't think you meant you were using just using the bathroom. I thought I was picturing you at your house eating them and then maybe doing something else.
Yeah. Not at Disney World anyway. Yeah.
I'm glad you just went to the bathroom. That's good.
Yeah, you weren't with us at that time. You weren't working with that. Must have been Gwen at that time.
Yeah.
You know, when the show really took off. You were after Gwen? You were in between Gwen.
I was in between Gwen.
There was Gwen, then Gwen quit, and then there was Lindsay, and then Monica.
No, Monica was before me.
Monica was before you. But there were two stints of Gwen and now two stints of Lindsay.
Yeah.
And how many years did you go? So you went to Disney after me with the new Gwen.
Yeah. Regardless of what you may think, we didn't just call it off because you couldn't.
So that's done, right? Since I'm not there. You guys aren't doing
it's
that.
It's not going to be fun anymore, you know?
We did have some fun with Lindsay at Disney World.
You did.
No doubt.
Yeah, for sure.
No doubt about it.
I'd like to go back. Not with those pesky kids, but with you guys.
They were a real drag.
Yeah, super drag.
More Extra Funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
You all right, Riggins, or is it creeping up on you, the heat from that Slim Jim AF?
I can't even feel it.
Okay, I lied to y'all. I was just trying to kill you.
It's hot. It is very hot.
Yeah.
It is good.
It is good.
Do you think those little women celebrities are really eating all those hot wings? Is it really hot on them when they do the hot ones interviews?
Absolutely. I think it's 100% real.
I don't think it's too hot, though, because, like Ariana Grande was doing it, and she was like, oh, yeah, it's not bad. I'm thinking,
she
okay.
handled it pretty well. She did. There have been some people that are just train wrecks. I mean, DJ Khaled quit after a few because he couldn't take it. And you would think, like, he's a big boy.
Yeah.
He can handle spice. He quit after the first one. But it gets really crazy when they do the da-bomb sauce.
Oh.
That's like number 8 or something. And they say it just tastes like battery acid. The flavor is not good. And it's instant heat. And it sticks with you.
That's and does what the guy really, interviewing him, he eats it too?
He eats it too.
Huh.
And he's gone down to this pucker butt down in South Carolina to try all those. Mm-hmm. He's just way into the hot, super hot peppers.
Mm. It's crazy.
And he said when he goes to a restaurant, people's favorite thing to do is to send him a plate of wings.
Yeah.
And he goes, listen, I like the wings. I eat them on the show, but like, please stop doing that because I don't want any more wings when I don't have to eat them.
Can you imagine his intestines and his stuff, what everything looks like in there? Because you know it's just torn up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oof.
And a lot of those celebrities are on press tour. So they, right after they do that, they got to go do an interview with Us Weekly. And then they got to sit down and do a video. Mm-hmm. So they always go, oh my God, what are we going to do? They're looking at their agents like, what have I gotten myself into?
Because I'm going to be on the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
They should do that last, like on the tour.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
But I think they should put stuff all over their mouths, create a barrier. I did that when we had to eat those hot wings in Vegas that time, those habanero wings or whatever on a Misfits trip.
Yeah.
Like those things that we used to do. I took my chapstick out of my pocket and just put it all smeared over the outside of my mouth. And then made sure not to touch anything after I'd had my, you know, hands on those wings.
Mm-hmm. That's smart.
Yeah, and they had a good flavor to them. They were really hot, though.
Super hot.
Does the chapstick work to?
Yeah, the outside of my lips didn't burn at all.
Nice.
And then to put the fire out in your mouth, they gave us this little, what are they called, pixie sticks.
Yeah.
That you just dump that colored sugar in your mouth, and that the sugar neutralizes the sting.
Interesting.
You know, as opposed to milk and stuff like that people think puts the fire out. Sugar actually does.
I never knew that.
Gordon Ramsay, when he did that show, he brought in ice cream and other sweet, like a donut, I think. And then he also brought in lemon juice, and he squirted the so maybe acid, he thought, he said something.
Yeah, well, he should know. He had to study all that stuff, so he should know about it. Mm. That sugar works, and there was something else. Oh, if you do get stuff that's burning the outside of your mouth, take toothpaste, just regular old-fashioned toothpaste, and rub it on it, and that takes the sting out of it. Now you look like you got paste on your mouth, you know, like you've been foaming at the mouth, but it does take the sting out of it.
Worth it.
Mm. But I don't get that. Just trying to eat as hot of stuff as you can, just to see if you can do it and all that. I would rather just have a little bit of spice that I can enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because no one thinks you're cooler than anyone else. I mean.
You're not impressing nobody.
Yeah.
They say, well, I don't know. Riggins says a man that can't eat anything spicy, he thinks less of him, as, you know, as a masculine man.
Yeah, I think it is a little feminine to not be able to handle any level of spice.
Like any, exactly. But,
I think it is.
But you're not cool just because you can eat the ghost pepper.
Totally.
Like, you know.
Totally.
Because they're going to brag all about it.
Yeah.
Like, no, you just don't have taste buds. Like,
it says nothing about your palate or anything at all. You can just handle it a little bit better.
Like, what is the, like, something common that you think is the worst taste of anything you can put in your mouth?
Hmm.
I mean, not like a turd. I mean, something that's regular food or a beverage or something.
Oh, that's tough.
I like everything, so it is tough.
Yeah, see, I'm going to say I would put NyQuil, green liquid NyQuil, at the top of that list. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe not the very top, but toward the top.
That's a good one.
Jägermeister.
Oh, I love Jäger.
Ugh.
Yeah, kind of similar to NyQuil, too.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that's why I like NyQuil.
I just don't like a licorice flavor anything.
Yeah.
Licorice is up there for me. That is, I can't stand that flavor either.
Trying to think of something that.
Yeah.
Like something you would hate to take a bite of because you know it tastes so bad. Like a raw onion for me would be up there. I wouldn't want to eat a raw onion.
No.
Like, you know, take it like an apple and with a big bite out of it.
Yeah, that I couldn't do. I mean, I could do it, but I wouldn't like it.
When I see tuna steak that's raw in the middle, I wish I liked it because I know people love it so much. That looks vile to me.
Yeah, and like the, what do they call it? The, well, it's got the seeds all on the outside of it. Like it's usually an appetizer.
Sesame.
Yeah, sesame tuna or something like that.
Yeah.
Tuna tartar. Disgusting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My little friend Jenny eats that all the time. She's
like, ugh. I like it too.
And Jody loves it.
Mm.
But I don't know. I can't think of anything other than raw onions and licorice flavored things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe like a radish for me. I mean, I like radishes, I guess.
Too. I like radishes.
But I don't think I would just sit there and eat them raw.
Now, radish is kind of spicy. I bet your brother couldn't eat a radish, Riggins.
Probably not.
He can't handle anything spicy?
No.
Lynn, you've never taken a radish and then put salt on a plate and lick it and stick it in salt and then take a bite of it, eat it that way?
Mm-mm.
And then just keep dipping it onto the salt?
It's good.
It's pretty good, yeah.
My mom eats radish sandwiches. Just mayo, salt, pepper, and sliced up radishes. She loves them.
I know people eat cucumber sandwiches a lot, too.
Yeah, I was going to ask at that tea party you went to. That's what I thought of. I think of, like, cucumber sandwiches cut into triangles.
Yeah, Delilah got a cucumber sandwich and took a bite, and she said, there's no meat in here.
Yeah, it's like a sandwich that sucks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what is that, cream cheese and cucumber?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like cucumbers either.
Yeah.
Or cream cheese unless it's sweetened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would hate that.
It's not terrible, but it's not what I would like pick for a sandwich. Like
that's what I was saying. And I get a sushi roll that's got cream cheese or cucumber, and I tell them, don't put that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, El Donto Cucumbers, amigo.
Love that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I won't be for sure messing with the Slim Jim Hot AF anymore unless it's just for fun.
Yeah, this is no joke. This is serious. If you like spice, it's going to be really good, but it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
Gas station approved.
Gas
station. Lindsay loves a gas station.
Sure
does. He does.
I do.
Just hanging out there in the parking lot in the middle of the night.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.